Eric Pickles has refused to apologise to a victim of childhood abuse he told to adjust your medication after she confronted him at a nature reserve open day. This week, the MP for Brentwood and Ongar faced criticism from mental health charities but said he never intended it as an insult. On a recording of the incident, Mr Pickles is heard saying, "Adjust your medication," while Miss Cooper was trying to make her point. The Communities and Local Government Secretary said it was a frank and private advice that she decided to make public. "I think I'm entitled to speak privately to somebody and to give her some frank advice. It was never intended as an insult. It was absolutely private. It was only me, my wife and her at the RSPB display. Everyone else had gone away. The person at the stand had long before turned away." Well, judge it for yourself. We have that recording, and judge whether you think it was private. Listen to that recording right now.
You need my signature now for...
You change your views, you give me different stories.
Different stories. It's been proved publicly. We've got all this stuff. It's been proved publicly. It's you. There's no different stories. Nothing has changed on the Kendall House abuse. Only you have ignored it. I am not on medication. Right, but you need to be. You ignore child abuse and people should know about it.
Now, that was Teresa Cooper, a victim of historic abuse at Kendall House in Kent. She says she's long been trying to get Mr Pickles to take up her case in Parliament. Miss Cooper is one of at least six women who say they were drugged as teenagers at the care home in the 1970s and 1980s. She said, "When I saw him at the Nature Reserve, I couldn't believe it. This was the first time I'd seen him in 16 years of trying. I confronted him and asked him if he knew who I was, and he said he didn't. And then I told him I was Teresa Cooper and asked why he hadn't done anything over the abuse. He didn't know he was being recorded, but this was not private advice, it was public, and other people heard what he told me." Well, I must admit, it did sound like that there were people in the background there. "The man at the RSPB stand was still there, and so were other people. It's disgusting. I'm not being treated for any mental illness, but even if I was, he had no right to say this. Regardless of who, where, when and how, he should never use language like this to anyone. I guess he must be the face of the new Conservative campaign on mental health awareness." Mr Pickles said, "She confronted me and my wife and it was an ambush. She was very vicious in her approach." Well, judge for yourself if it was vicious as we listen again.
You need my signature now for...
You change your views, you give me different stories.
Different stories. It's been proved publicly. We've got all this stuff. It's been proved publicly. It's you. There's no different stories. Nothing has changed on the Kendall House abuse. Only you have ignored it. I am not on medication, right? But you need to be. You ignore child abuse and people should know about it.
Well, Teresa Cooper there sounds angry, certainly, but I wouldn't have said she sounds vicious. Mr Pickles continued, "I've tried repeatedly going back to 2006 to take up her case, but she's not given me the evidence in writing or her signature on the allegations. I'm a reasonable man and I'll do what I can to help her, but I need her name on the serious allegations she's made against specific people." Miss Cooper rejected this, saying Mr Pickles was simply making up excuses. She said the need for a signature is the latest in his line of excuses. "I've given him the evidence on multiple occasions and tried to meet him on many more. The incident has destroyed any remaining trust in him. I wouldn't want him to take up my case anymore." Now, Eric Pickles' remarks have drawn criticism from mental health charities. Paul Farmer, chief executive of the mental health charity Mind, said it's disappointing that a minister would use language that can feed prejudice around mental health. Mind representative Sophie Corlett went further. She said for someone so senior in government, a Secretary of State, to come out with such language, which is obviously meant to be offensive, it was made as a put-down. It's deeply disappointing. A witness to the incident said, "Whilst we were walking around the various exhibits, we became aware of a disturbance. A woman whose identity I did not know was close to Mr Pickles, shouting at him at the top of her voice. I'm not able to pick up what was at the root of her grievance, only that she seemed to be accusing him of not responding to her repeated complaints. I particularly noticed that on each occasion the MP began to respond, she interrupted with more shouts, and I wasn't surprised when the MP gave up the struggle and walked away." Well, listening to the recording myself, though it seems clear to me that it was less than private remark. You can clearly hear several other people in the background. But private or public, this was no caring piece of advice, as Mr. Pickles would have us believe. It was a nasty, insulting put-down from a man in a public position of responsibility who really should know better.
You need my signature now for...
Different stories.
It's been proved publicly. We've got all this stuff. It's been proved publicly. It's you. There's no different stories. Nothing has changed on the Kendall House abuse. Only you have ignored it. I am not on medication. Right, but you need to be. You ignore child abuse and people should know about it.
Phoenix FM.